yesterday began a sermon with a story about a man who was passing by a country road, and he saw a young boy with one shoe. And he slowed down his car and he said, "What happened, son? Did you lose a shoe?" And the boy said, "No, I found one. I found one." Often in life, the incompleteness of life tends to be frustrating. We would love to have our life live the way we planned it. You know the old saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And sometimes the biggest temptation is to be so frustrated to say, "Well, I only have one shoe, let me throw that one away. I don't have the job I want. I don't have the friends I desire. My life is not being developed like I want it to be. Let me ruin even what I had." This temptation, born out of frustration and dashed plans, sometimes too quickly, ruins a life that is on the verge of being better, that opportunities are around the corner. But even if you only end up with one shoe, isn't that better than having two bare feet? Even if you can save part of what your plans were, isn't that even better? And isn't that humble in the sense of humility being the truth? This is what I have. This is the hand that I have been dealt. Let me play this hand. Let me live this life, because my life is not just about me. If I am able to save part of my plans, part of whom I could be, I can be a better friend, a better husband, a better wife, a better daughter or son. I can become better. So the next time that you are disappointed because your plans, your life did not turn out the way you thought it, think of everything that you can save and how richer the world would be because you are in it. And even if you only have one shoe, at least you can start a comedy routine. You can cheer someone's life up. You can look at your life and say, "Well, my life didn't turn out, but whatever I have and whoever I have become, I will use that to make my neighbor's life a better life." And that is actually all anybody can do, because nobody's life turns out the way they wanted. But whatever way it turns out, it's beautiful to be with brothers and sisters who are trying to use what God gave them to make the world a better place. Slava Isusu Christu.